Oregon State got 21 from Jared Cunningham and 20 from Devon Collier. They beat UCLA last night, 87-84. Beavers shot 58% from the floor to break a three-game losing streak. OSU is now 2-5 in Pac-12 play, but they are 2-1 at home. They host 0-6 USC on Saturday night, a game they should win. Meantime, Garrett Sim hit for 20 points last night, leading Oregon to a 65-62 win over visiting USC. Now, the Ducks struggled in this one, turning the ball over 19 times, and they had to hit free throws down the stretch to hold off a team with no conference wins. Still, it was a win. Ducks are now 5-2 in conference play. They host UCLA on Saturday. Well, the combatants for Super Bowl 46 will be determined on Championship Sunday this weekend. The New England Patriots host the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game at noon Pacific. Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis says going up against Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is as tough as it gets.
You speak about, you know, Tom, you're talking about, I mean, arguably probably one of the best two quarterbacks of all time. You know, so you have your hands full from day one, you know, before you even step on the field with him.
And after that one, it's San Francisco hosting the Giants in the NFC Championship game. New York safety Antrell Raleigh says they're definitely thinking about the Super Bowl, but they have to focus on beating the Niners first.
You know, I mean, you think about it. You think about it, and I think that's what also keeps you driving. But at the same time, you know, we have to take it one game at a time, one play at a time. And I think that's what is our primary focus, and that's going to be our only focus going into this game.
Super Bowl 46 will be played Sunday, February 6th in Indianapolis. LeBron James scored 31 as the Heat humbled Kobe Bryant on the Lakers last night, 98-87. Frank stopped cheering. Just two other games in the NBA last night. Houston needed OT to get by New Orleans, and Dallas thumped on Utah. Now, the Portland Trailblazers got a bit of good news yesterday. Both Marcus Camby and Nicholas Batum say they will play in today's Blazer game in Toronto. Camby missed the last three games with a left ankle sprain. He'll be back in the starting lineup at center. Batum went to the hospital on Wednesday after he got poked in the eye by Tracy McGrady. Says he will also be in uniform. Catch that game right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. I believe it's a 3 o'clock pregame and a 4 o'clock tip. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.